Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight, presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt, and joining us today we have Brent McKay. Brent, Tennessee franchise and excise tax, what's going on?
So basically there's been a lawsuit related to if Tennessee franchise excise tax was even constitutional. Right. So the Assembly, in order to avoid the constitutionality lawsuit, because they're probably wrong, went ahead and decided to issue refunds for businesses that would like to apply for a Tennessee excise franchise tax refund. Now, where this tax really applies, at least in our case, in our experience, there could be other ways as well. So you need to seek out competent tax CPA advice on this one, because this is not a field we're experts in. But if you have a building and you happen to pay yourself rent through your business, you get to pay Tennessee excise franchise tax in a lot of ways. And so you could be eligible for a refund of that tax if you apply. But if you don't apply by November 30th of this year, it runs out. So you have to apply, and you have to figure this out by November 30th of this year. So make sure you reach out to your accountant if you pay Tennessee franchise excise tax. I didn't believe it first, and then I got my refund check. And now going forward, it will be based on net worth, and we're not really sure about those calculations. It's another thing to figure out, you know, on your estimates going forward, because they have reworked the law, and that will be a change for the 2024 tax year. So please seek out tax advice for your unique situation based on that.
Perfect. Well, thanks for letting us know about that. And like you said, go check with your CPA or your EA or your tax professional so that they can get you that refund if you're entitled to it. And thank you for tuning in today, and I hope you have a great day.